Blog Talk Radio.
In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus our Christ. Good God day to all of you. This is the day that our Lord has made, and we will rejoice on purpose and be glad in it, no matter what we may face. Why? Because our Lord is good, and His mercy is new every morning, and it is from everlasting to everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. This is Minister Renee Ellis, also known as the Little One. And I would like to welcome everyone to today's broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, live from HNLC Studios. I give all adoration and worship and praise and honor and glory and everything to the head of my life and my everything, my Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. I give recognition and respect to my pastors, Chief Apostle Dr. Prince A. Miles and Pastor Lady Monica R. Miles of the International Gospel Deliverance Center Church located in Southfield, Michigan. And I also give respect to my covering, my sponsors and founders of Harvest New Life Church International, Apostle Charles E. Ellis and Pastor Patty Ellis of Plano, Texas. I thank God for them allowing me to be a part of the HNLC Studios broadcasting team, all for the glory and honor of God. You can listen to my podcast called Food for Thought any time of the day on Apple Podcasts, Spreaker, Spotify, Breaker, Radio.com, iHeartRadio, and many other podcast platforms where we study the Word of God together. All you have to do is type in the little one, Food for Thought, and the podcast should come up. We're going to give everybody an opportunity to get their study tools, all of the things that we use when we get together on Tuesdays and Thursdays to study the Word. And we'll be right back with a word of prayer and get right into our study. Amen. All right. I trust everyone has had an opportunity to get all of their study tools and things that we use to study the Word of God with, our Bibles and our notebooks and our pens, paper, and all of the things that we use when we come before the throne of grace and take this time to focus on the Word of God. Amen. Truly, 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 it is a blessed day. This is the day that our Lord has made, and no matter what, we rejoice on this day, on this side of life, for what He has done, is doing, and has already done that we yet have to see. Amen. Let us go before the throne of grace with a word of prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to say we love You. Thank You for Your joy being our strength on this day. Lord, we thank You for Your holiness, Your beauty, goodness, Your mercy, Your grace, Your loving kindness. Lord, thank You for bestowing upon us these gifts. And we do not take them lightly or for granted, Abba. But we thank You for them. We come to You with a grateful heart, a thankful heart, a heart that is strengthened by You, a heart that is tender toward You, a heart that is receptive to You and Your Word. We thank You, Lord, for Thy will be done. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done in and on the earth as it is always done in heaven. Father, you are holy. And we thank you for this time to just focus our undivided attention on you. We center ourselves, our minds, our thoughts, and we bring them in to put you as our visual focal point, Lord Jesus. For we are looking unto you, Lord Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith on this day. Thank you, Lord, for the listening audience. Thank you, Father, for all of those who took time out, spend time with us together in your word. Lord, we ask that you move by your spirit as you are moving right now. We invite you to inhabit our space. We sense your presence, and we thank you for your peace, your perfect peace. Lord, we ask that you hide us all behind the cross so that it is all of you on this day and none of us. For that we do, Lord, let it be done for you and for your glory and for your glory alone. Lord, I ask that you put your words on my tongue and on my lips, that which you will have me to deliver unto your people on this day. I do not take this assignment lightly, and we do not take our assignments given to us by you lightly. But we want to do them in excellence for your glory and for your honor. For it is all about you, Lord Jesus, and only you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Truly the Lord is so wonderful. He is so excellent. He is so precious. He is so great. He is so just. His love is so beautiful. And I just love him this day. And I'm sure we all together as a family of God love Abba. We love our Abba. Amen. Our Lord and Savior. Today's lesson will be coming from Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 through 12. And we'll also go over into Luke a little bit. But the Holy Spirit put into my spirit, he says, persistent, persevering faith in God produces and brings about God's provision and possibilities. Let's look at Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 through 12, as we examine asking for help from God. Jesus is talking here in Matthew 7, verses 7 through 12. And I will be reading from the Amplified Classic Edition, and we all can follow along in our translations as we always do together when we study the Word of God. Beginning at the 7th verse, it says, Jesus says, keep on asking. and it will be given you. Persistent, persevering, patience in the God kind of faith produces and makes available God's provision and his possibilities. Verse 7, keep on asking and it will be given you. Keep on seeking and you will find. Keep on knocking reverently and the door will be opened to you. What do we do when we are looking for something that is very valuable to us? When we have misplaced something and we begin to look for that thing, it doesn't leave our mind until we find it. We are persistent in the hunt for it. We are persistent in the looking, in the searching for it. And we don't give up until we find it. God wants us to seek him that way, to seek wisdom that way, to seek his way that way, to read his word that way, to find out in his presence what the Spirit has to say to us individually, personally. This is why we get our notebooks and pens and paper when we study the Word of God along with our Bibles, because the Holy Spirit speaks to us individually. There are things that he will reveal to you that will relate to your life personally as we study. He said, keep on asking and it will be given you. Keep on seeking and you will find. Keep on knocking reverently and the door will be open to you. Verse 8, for everyone who keeps on asking receives. And he who keeps on seeking finds. And to him who keeps on knocking, the door will be opened. Verse 9 says, or what man is there of you, if his son asks him for a loaf of bread, will hand him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will hand him a serpent? If you then, Jesus says, evil as you are, know how to give good and advantageous gifts to your children, how much more will your Father, who is in heaven, as perfect as he is, give good and advantageous things to those who keep on asking him? The key here is to understand that in order to receive the benefit of the good and advantageous things that come from Abba, our Father, we have to be recognized as his child, his children. How are we recognized as his children? Jesus the Christ said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. And no man comes unto the Father. You cannot call him Abba. You cannot call him Father except we go through Jesus the Christ, the door. That qualifies us as children. When we accept him into our heart and we walk by his word and we follow him and we consciously make a decision to change. And in our walk with Christ, being persistent and persevering through faith. Because without faith, it is impossible to please God. As a child of him, he said, seek me early. And those who seek me will find me. He said, if you then, evil as you are. Now, Jesus was talking about, he's not calling us evil. But in a sense, I mean, we all have fallen short of the glory of God. We are human. This flesh is not... has not been renewed yet. It has not been regenerated yet. It has not been resurrected yet. And the flesh has the seed of sin in it. Came from the beginning in Genesis with the fall. So this is why we have to be persistent and persevering in our seeking and our asking and our knocking in our walk with God. He told us, he said, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding, but in all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. So when we get into certain situations or circumstances, and we don't know which way to go, as a child of God, even as us, as man, sinful flesh that we have here, if we know how to give good and advantageous gifts to our children, we give them what they want, what they ask for. How much more will our Father, who is in heaven as perfect as he is, give good, and not just good, but advantageous things to those who keep on asking him. Verse 12 says, so then whatever you desire that others would do to and for you, even so do also to and for them. For this is or sums up the law and the prophets. You know, a lot of times when we get blessed or we have need of something in our lives, in that area that we need to sow seed to others. And while we're meeting the need of someone else, God supplies our need. When we start and begin to persevere in faith and put others first before we put ourselves first. God's provision and possibilities are produced in our lives. Let's go over to Luke chapter 11. And let's look at verses 9 through 13. And Luke chapter 11, verses 9 through 13 also is pretty much the same reference to Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 through 12. Luke 11, beginning at the 9th verse, Jesus says, "So I say to you, and keep on asking, and it shall be given you. Seek and keep on seeking, and you shall find. Knock and keep on knocking, and the door shall be opened to you. For everyone who asks and keeps on asking receives." You know, when we ask someone for something, it is an opportunity for them to give. But if we have need of something, we ask over and over and over and over and over again. Or we seek over and over and over and over and over again until we find that which we need. You know, when we go to God in prayer and we ask Him for something, and He may not answer right away, what do you think He's testing? What do you think is being tested there? I believe over in James it says, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. And let patience have her perfect work in you, so that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing." Every circumstance, every situation, every choice, every way of direction that we have to go is an opportunity to exercise our faith. It is an opportunity to exercise our faith in God. So I say to you, ask and keep on asking, and it shall be given you. Seek and keep on seeking, and you shall find. Knock and keep on knocking, and the door shall be opened to you. For everyone who asks and keeps on asking receives. And he who seeks and keeps on seeking finds. Perseverance, persistence and perseverance, endurance, patient persistence, patient perseverance. For everyone who asks and keeps on asking receives, and he who seeks and keeps on seeking finds, and to him who knocks and keeps on knocking, the door shall be opened. What father among you, if his son asks for a loaf of bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will instead of a fish give him a serpent? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, evil as you are, know how to give good gifts, gifts that are to their advantage to your children. Look at that. Gifts that are to their advantage. Naturally. How much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask and continue to
to ask him. A type of the Holy Spirit is water. Jesus gave living water. That's in scripture where he talks to the woman at the well. But let's look at an example in the book of Luke of persistent asking. Let's go over to Luke chapter 18. And let's look at verses 1 through 8. And it says here, also, Jesus told them a parable to the effect that they ought always to pray. Isn't that what the process of asking and knocking is? Prayer, the process of prayer. Also, Jesus told them a parable in Luke chapter 18, verse 1, to the effect that they ought to always pray and not to turn coward, faint, lose heart, and give up. Persevere and persist. He said, in a certain city, there was a judge who neither reverenced and feared God, nor respected or considered man. Wow. There's a lot in that verse. And there was a widow in that city who kept coming to him and saying, protect and defend and give me justice against my adversary. And for a time he would not. But later he said to himself, though I have neither reverence or fear for God, nor respect or consideration for man, yet because this widow continues to bother me, I will defend and protect and avenge her, lest she give me intolerable annoyance and wear me out by her continual coming, or at the last she come and rail on me or assault me or strangle me. Then the Lord said, listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not our just God defend and protect and avenge his elect, his chosen ones, who cry to him day and night? Will he defer them and delay help on their behalf? The answer is no. God wants us to ask and seek and knock and be persistently pursuing patience and perseverance in the God kind of exercising our faith. Men ought to always pray and not give up. Men ought to always walk in faith and never give up. No matter what people say, no matter what it looks like, even though it may not look like it's coming to fruition, your faith is moving things in the unseen realm. See, belief, and the Lord has been dealing with me about water, but well, that's another lesson, but belief, your believing. What substance makes up belief? What is the substance that makes up belief, hope, faith? What is the material that it is made from? And that material that your belief and your faith is made from who is Almighty God, Spirit, rearranges, gathers, and puts things together in the realm of the unseen. And we, speaking our faith and walking in our faith and consistently asking and seeking and knocking and perseveringly enduring and walking by faith and not by sight, as these beliefs and visions that we see are being rearranged in the realm of the spirit, we speak our words, the words that God told us to speak. We speak his words because his words contain him. Supernatural power, Holy Spirit. He is the one that brings the things in the unseen realm into the natural seen realm through the vehicles of our faith and what we speak. What we speak is what we believe. And what we believe is what has been solidified in our hearts. So I ask, are we speaking positively? Or are we speaking negatively? Are we speaking in faith, or are we speaking in fear? Because both produce and bring forth things that are in the unseen realm into the realm of the seen. God told us, he said, before you, I set before you this day life and death, blessing and cursing. He says, choose life so that you and your descendants may live. The process of prayer, talking, communicating to God, is the keeping on asking. And the keeping on seeking and the keeping on knocking, the fellowship with God. He knows what we need. But just because you don't see it, don't get discouraged. Just because it hasn't happened yet, don't get discouraged. Don't think that it's not happening because it has already happened in the spirit. There is a process of time between that which has manifested in the spirit and that which is manifested in the natural. God wants us to be persevering and persistent in our faith in him. Because he is persevering and persistent in who he is to us. We call him faithful. Call him faithful. How much more if you then, Matthew 7, verse 11 says, evil as you are, know how to give good and advantageous gifts to your children in the natural. how much more will your Father who is in heaven, perfect as he is, give good and advantageous things to those who keep on asking him. Trying of our faith, the flexing of our faith muscle, is tried through persistence, perseverance, endurance, and patience. The trying of our faith produces patience. And patience has to have her perfect work in us so that we are perfect and entire, wanting nothing. That means as our faith is exercised, the patience that is produced in us as we endure and persist and persevere brings us to a place of contentment and ease and peace in God. And we know that he is enough. And we are not moved, but having done all to stand, we are able to stand therefore and have sweatless victory. You know, that word long-suffering is a good word to study for us. Patience is another good word for us to study. Endurance is another good word for us to study. Resilience is another good word to study. Perseverance, persistence. All these things can be found in Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 and 8, and it will be given you. Keep on seeking, and you will find. Keep on knocking reverently, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who keeps on asking receives. And he who keeps on seeking finds. And to him who keeps on knocking, the door will be opened. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this time and this moment and this opportunity that you have given unto us to study and learn a little bit more about you, Father. Lord, we purpose to meditate in your word. We purpose to meditate on these scriptures, to mold them over in our minds, to allow you, Holy Spirit, to even reveal the deeper things to us and to our spirit. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity and the ability to be able to ask you personally without having to have a mediator naturally to go between you and us. For Jesus is the mediator of finality. He is the final mediator between you, Abba, and us. And he's opened the door. Our Lord, you have opened the door for us to personally fellowship intimately and ask you anything and have you answer. Lord, we thank you for this time and this moment. We appreciate you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you. We extol you. We give you honor. And we just love on you and praise you and worship your name. For there's no other name by which men can be saved except your name, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for teaching us on this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May the Lord continue to bless us. May the Lord continue to keep us. May the Lord continue to make his face to shine upon us. May the Lord continue to lift his countenance and turn his beautiful face toward us as he smiles upon us and looks upon us so lovingly. May the Lord be gracious unto us and continue to give us his peace, his shalom, his nothing missing, his nothing broken. And may he continue to fill us all with himself, the fullness of him, all in all. This is Minister Renee Ellis, also known as the Little One, saying God bless you. Thank you so much for joining us on today. We will meditate on these scriptures, and we will get together again and study. Don't forget to tune in next Tuesday for the All About Jesus broadcast with your host, my mother, Minister Ruth Ellis. Amen. God bless you on this day. Live victoriously, and the joy of the Lord is your strength. Amen. Until we meet again.